Switek, who's the president of Visit Lake Geneva. Hi, Ed.
Hey there, Tom. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How did you get here? You weren't born and raised here, were you?
No, actually, I was a born and raised Chicagoan, which ironically is about 92% of the people that come up to our area currently. Of course, we're trying to expand that to other places.
That is fascinating. For more than a century and a half, this has been Chicagoland's getaway, hasn't it?
Right. From actually the Chicago Fire in 1871, everybody that was anybody got out of Chicago after the city burned down and built some unbelievable mansions on the lake, the Maytags, the Wrigleys. You know, it was an amazing scenario to know historically what happened. That was actually the start of tourism within the Lake Geneva region. When they came up, they brought housekeepers. First hotel was built, 1874. It's been tourism, tourism, tourism ever since.
It remains as a great summer getaway place for people, not only super wealthy, but regular people.
Yeah, you know, the great thing is there's something for everybody up here. We have value opportunities for families that are on a limited budget that they can enjoy the area. And, of course, you've got those very high-end grand resorts, i.e. the Grand Geneva Resort, which is formerly the Playboy Club.
And I heard a bunch of Playboy bunnies or whatever came back for a reunion just day before I checked in.
Yep, they had 350 people, former employees, and numerous bunnies. I'm hearing well over almost 200 bunnies. Mm-hmm. That had come back, and
now they're bunny grandmas. Right?
Yeah, they're definitely bunny grandmas. But I'll tell you what, I've seen a lot of pictures of the weekend, and they're all still very beautiful and good looking. And a lot of them talk about that time in their lives as the catapult to their careers. And all of them seem to be very, very successful. You know, it was kind of an interesting time back in the '60s and the '70s, and a little bit taboo on what they were going through. But guest service was the main thing back then, which you and I talked about just recently a little bit. That's the consistent nature of what happens here in Lake Geneva, is the customer service just continues to be a priority.
Tell us about what you enjoy the most about Lake Geneva. And say you had a friend coming, I came out to see you. What would we do? Where would you take me?
Well, you know, what I love about Lake Geneva is it's a four-season resort. Even though it's, we've got the winter. Summertime, lounging by the lake is number one. I'm somewhat of a golfer, or a duffer, as they say, but I enjoy doing that.
I'm blown away by the number of world-class championship courses that you guys have right here in one town.
It is amazing. And, you know, actually, we've got about seven that could actually host PGA events if it worked out. And, you know, just recently, Wisconsin was actually named the golf capital of the United States.
Really?
Which a lot of people
didn't
realize.
Like right now, currently.
Exactly, because of the Erin Hills and the having the PGA there last year. The number of courses and the difficulty per course that's built is right up there with any place actually in the world.
Wow.
So that was very ironic. And again, we have seven of them right here.
And I had no clue.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't. Our fortunate scenario is that we have a great proximity to not only Chicago, which is 80 miles away, Madison, Wisconsin is 50 miles away, and Milwaukee is 40 miles away. So what we like to say is we're the hammock of the Midwest region here for all those people wanting to come up and relax and enjoy our area. Again, both in fall they can see the colors, in summer they can enjoy the lakes, in winter they can ski, and in the spring they can see the flowers start to bloom again.
It's so amazing. And here we are with a pastoral background with farms and tractors around us, and 40 miles away or mega city. That's crazy.
Right. We're at Rosewood out in the outskirts of Delavan, and they have put together a venue here that's technologically probably the top venue in all of Lake Geneva region.
In what ways, technologically?
With all the bells and whistles that they have inside of the room that you'll see here in a little bit. The screens, the ability for the windows to come down electronically. You're in farm country, but you're in the space age as well. So it's you'll witness a little bit more of it when they start going into the show later, but it's just amazing what they've done. They've put well over $1 million into this venue in the last 16 months, and it's really turned into the corporate and wedding retreat of the area.
Tell us one more cool thing and place to go and see and do in Lake Geneva area.
One thing that I think is really neat is the canopy tours.
Zip lining.
So you have zip lining and acres and acres and acres of trails. So hiking, zip lining, and biking all in one place. So you can actually spend a couple of days on that land right outside of Lake Geneva, about 3 minutes from town, and all of a sudden you're in nature. You're enjoying the ability to play Tarzan, you know, do the Tour de France, so to speak, on hills, and then just hike some beautiful country. It's a great place to be.
Ed Swiatek, thank you so much for visiting. This was great to meet you.
Outstanding to meet you as well. Wishing you all the best.
All right, I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from Lake Geneva World in Wisconsin. We'll see you out there.
My name is Mary Jo Hodgins. I go by Joe. We are at the lovely and beautiful Rosewood in Delavan, Wisconsin.
This is way out in the middle of the country. There's farmland all around you.
It is.
This happen here?
Well, this used to be a very famous and popular restaurant called Millie's. People used to come here for pancakes, and they used to come from all around, and they did breakfast, lunch, and dinner here, but they were famous for their pancakes. And that was, 50-plus years ago.
So the restaurant's long gone?
Restaurant is long gone. Yep, they got out of the restaurant business, and this was vacant for a while, and then people who know us and love us decided to invest in us as a trio, and then they decided to buy the building and the properties and did a $3 million renovation on the Rosewood side.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what is here now? Can people spend the night here?
Actually, no. This site is just entertainment. We do weddings and corporate events and all of that.
There's
we do
no
music.
No more restaurant here?
No more restaurant here, except for right on the other side of the building, they're now doing another renovation. That's going to be called From Fire to Fork, and that is going to be a new restaurant opening that will serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So that will be open on a regular basis.
Okay, so since you're out in the middle of the country, everybody has to come from somewhere to see you. Where do they typically come from?
Actually, we get tour groups here that come
like a whole
nationwide.
Tour bus?
Tour buses, yeah.
Wow.
Sometimes two at a time. They come from all over the country. Mm-hmm. We're connected with a lot of the groups that come to these kinds of events, and we advertise with them, and they bring their tour people out here sometimes.
So a lot of tour groups then?
A lot of tour groups, yeah.
But then you also have individual couples that might be vacationing at Lake Geneva or somewhere around the county. Right?
Absolutely. We do get the locals that come in, and the more locals that come, the more they see what a wonderful change this has been.
And how do they find you? Is the hotels tell them about you?
Yes, we do have several of the hotels in the area that actually will give our brides discounts for working with us, and photographers in the area as well. So we get our name around.
So it really is a great... I see right there, there's a wedding ceremony venue. It's all set up. The chairs are ready to go.
Yeah.
So this is a real popular part of this destination.
Yeah, actually, we do probably 100 to 125 performances a year, which would be tour groups. But then on top of that, we have right now, we've booked 32 weddings for this year, and we're well on our way to that already for next year.
Oh, wow. Very cool.
Yes, it is. Okay. Very cool.
And what sort of music do you guys perform?
We perform everything from the 1920s on up. The only thing we don't do is 80s because we don't do spandex. Not a good look for us, yeah. So.
So you do big band then?
We do. We do some big band. We do Rat Pack things. We do Broadway. We have a Broadway show. We have 50s and 60s. We do Motown. So we do pretty much all the curtain calls from all the different genres of music that you can think of.
How cool. And to learn more about you guys?
To learn more about us, we go to rosewoodwi.com, and there you can find all our shows, you can find all our upcoming events, just about anything you need to know. My name is Joe Hodgins.
Joe, thank you so much for sharing.
You are so very welcome. It was so nice to meet you, too.
I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from Wisconsin. We'll see you here. We're here in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, with Nick Vorpickel, who's the Vice President of Business Development at Lake Geneva Country Meats, and he gets his hands dirty, not only sales.
Yeah, I do a lot. Basically, if we have to grow the business, that's my job. Sometimes it's salting deer hides, and sometimes it's tasting some beers like we did today.
Let's go back in time. Your family, your grandfather, started this business in the 60s.
Yeah, my grandma and grandpa together did it in 1965. Where we're located today is actually my grandfather's family land, been here since the 1840s. And so we're Irish, and I think we're just too stupid to quit. And so we've been here ever since.
Tell us about how it evolved. Your grandfather worked at a grocery store, and I guess he was a butcher, and he had an epiphanous moment, right? He wanted to do something on his own.
Yeah, exactly. He worked at a number of grocery stores, learned the trade there, just really didn't like having someone tell him what to do, and didn't like working with retail customers saying, oh, I want this steak, you know, half an inch smaller and this and that. So he said, I want to go work with farmers. He came from a farm family. He said, I want to work with farmers. So he opened up a custom slaughter facility for the local farmers. There's a real need in the area. So that was all he's going to do. Never going to do retail. Well, people kept showing up and saying, I want a T-bone. And eventually he opened a small retail store, and 13 expansions, 50 years later, we're about 60% of what we do is retail.
And brat is really big in your world.
Oh, yeah. Bratwurst are really huge. They are a huge part of our business. That's what Wisconsin's known for, and we're proud to be, we think, one of the best places to get some brats in Wisconsin.
Talk about the breadth of what you make and produce, and that's most popular.
So we do everything from a traditional bratwurst to chicken bratwurst, like our chicken ancho jalapeno cheese tequila. We do some weird flavors like pizza. We do some very traditional German things like bockwurst. But our top seller is our cherry bratwurst. We've been doing this one since the mid-80s.
Oh, really? So it is a staple then.
One of the first flavors is a collaboration between one of my grandmother's brothers and them. And he did some cherry seasoning. He said, this would be great in a brat. We said, you know, Kieran, you're insane. He said, no, try it. And it ended up being great.
It was totally random.
Totally random. Kieran was kind of a totally random guy, if you knew him at all. It worked out, and now it's our best seller. Everybody says, cherry, bratwurst, that doesn't sound good. But we said, you got to try it, and it's our top seller.
Talk to us about meats in Wisconsin, because that goes right along with cheese.
Wisconsin's great at a lot of things agricultural. We're obviously America's dairyland, so you think of that, and you think of the great cheeses, you think of all the great milks, you think of the cranberries, you think of the cherries, you think of all those things, and then meat's right there. We have a really long tradition of sausage making. You think of Clements, you think of Johnsonville, you think of Oscar Mayer, all these big, big sausage companies. They all came from Wisconsin. It's not just those big guys. There's a really thriving scene of traditional butcher shops that do things the old-fashioned German way. And if you want some quality sausage, this is the place to be.
So Oscar Mayer was a real dude that lived here, and your grandfather knew him?
Yeah, he was a real dude. My grandparents jointly share an honor with Oscar Mayer, which is they're both members of the Wisconsin Meat Hall of Fame. Fritz Huizinger, all these guys, you see these companies. They're in the same Hall of Fame, so that's pretty neat.
That really is. And I think it's real fascinating when you listen to Wisconsinites talk about their family history. There's a really strong German roots here. I mean, that's where the beer came from. And it's full circle. Even though you guys have an Irish connection, you went back to Germany with your sausages and whatnot and kicked some butt.
Yeah, we were really excited. We entered the international sausage competition that the German Butchers Association puts on, and we won 11 medals, 10 golds, and then we won their Cup of Honor for our overall excellence, which was just unbelievable because the Germans really are the gold standard for sausage. And it's always like, can you do it in New York? Well, if you can do sausage in Germany, you're doing it right. So that was a huge honor for us, and just unbelievable thrill to go there and get the awards. And
were the Germans a little surprised?
Yeah, that when they're doing the judging, you know, they said, what's this stuff in your bratwurst? And we said, well, it's mushrooms and Swiss cheese, and it's really good, you should try it. And they said, we don't do this. And then they tried it and said, oh my gosh, this is amazing. And we got some gold medals. That was great. But
so now you're changing things in Germany.
I hope so. We love a good April Fool's joke. We once did an April Fool's joke that we opened a store in Germany. We had my wife believing it. She was mad I didn't tell her. But, you know, we learned a lot from them. We got a lot of great ideas and seasoning brats, just equipment and things like that. So it's a great cross-Atlantic exchange.
Yeah. And then the latest thing that is happening in the world, like with your brats and whatnot, is pairing with beers. Talk about that. And with Wisconsin beer.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So I'm a big guy that believe you have to have some beverages with your brats. You're going to have it with your friends, and you don't want to not have anything to drink. So if you can pair them, make it a little bit better all the way around, that's the way to do it. So I like to help people out and say, you know, what do you like? Let's get you a brat that goes with the beer you like.
Talk in some details about the pairings and why they work, some specifics.
So I always say there's two ways you can pair beverages and food. And that is you can do likey-likey, or you can do contrasting. Think about it as if you dress. You can do black on black, and that looks sharp, or you can do black on white, and that looks sharp. So if you want to do a contrasting food pairing, think of something like a bratwurst that has a lot of fat in it. And you want to do something that's really crisp, really clean, to kind of cut through that fat. So you do a Pilsner, you know, very classic Milwaukee beer with that really classic Milwaukee sausage. And that contrast works really well. If you take something like our cherry brat, which has that fruit sweetness in it, you want to do something maybe that has a little fruit sweetness in it. So we did the strawberry rhubarb beer from New Glarus, and the little strawberry, the little cherry is really nice, just fruit all the way around, and it was a great match.
Do you ever discover that a brat that you might not have liked so much all of a sudden goes, oh my God, and you do like it because of how you paired it?
You know, not with a beer, but with champagne. Champagne is the world's greatest food pairing beverage, and I like anything I have with champagne.
Makes everything work good.
Exactly. Appreciate you stopping by. If people want to check us out online, lgmeats.com. We're also on Facebook. As an industry, we're very committed to helping people understand more about meat and understanding that you know, it can be healthy, nutritious, and safe. And so we're here to help. If you can ever have any questions, feel free to reach out. And you want to talk to a butcher, we're here to help.
People can follow you online because I understand you're a podcaster.
Yeah, we have a robust Facebook presence. It's LG Meats. And then we have a podcast called Reduced by Half, and that's reducedbyhalf.info. We have a lot of different topics. We've talked to everybody from Cajun chefs to famous winemakers to beef producers. And you get a little bit of me talking about some cool historic recipes, too. So check it out, reducedbyhalf.info.
Love it. Nick Vorfakel, Vice President of Business Development. That's a long title. At Lake Geneva Country Meats. Thank you so much.
Cheers. Appreciate it.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.
Underwriting support for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided in part by the Society of St. Vincent de Paul. People often associate the Society of St. Vincent de Paul with thrift stores. Donations like clothing, your gently used couch, or still serviceable washing machine generate funds to assist the Society in putting food on the table for people in need, or keeping the lights on and families in their homes. To find a St. Vincent de Paul thrift store in your area, visit svdpusa.org. Once again, svdpusa.org. And whether you're shopping for new or used items, donating them, or volunteering, you're helping the Society of St. Vincent de Paul help others.